I love creches. I have a fancy one, a kid-friendly plastic one, a wooden one, a mini one in my office. But I've yet to see a creche that comes with a Herod. Maybe it's because there's a question about whether the story is true, or maybe it's because it messes up our warm and fuzzy feelings about Christmas. But either way, I admit that the lectionary scripture reading for today feels odd. It feels out of place. It feels a little like the television show that gives a glimpse of what it looks like in the future before coming back to the present. See, this is a post-Epiphany story, but it really is right for this Sunday, on the heels of a comforting candlelight and the echoes of silent night ringing in our ear, just past the warmth of the Luke passage with a joy-filled heart and a sweet, sweet, tender baby in a manger. It is now that Matthew offers us a reminder that unfortunately we live in a broken world. And even at Christmas, with the promise of peace and hope on our lips and in our hearts, that brokenness is still present. According to one journalist that reflected on 2019, fear was a common thread throughout all of her pieces. People were fearful of not being valued as a human being, fear of being misunderstood, judged, or hurt for what they look like or who they are. Fear. Our children have intruder drills monthly. There's forced separation of parents and children throughout the world, abuse and neglect, constant need to stay in touch with one another, or FOMO, fear of missing out. We're afraid of losing control, losing what power we have. We're afraid of surrendering. I can imagine the shock that Joseph had when he was instructed to go to Egypt, since it brings back memories for him of slavery and will now serve as a place of refuge. They were on the move, displaced, but they went, and the family was greeted with a safe place to stay in a foreign land. But then 2 years later, they had to move again. But this time it was to Nazareth. Also, not an easy journey. Even though the brokenness of violence, hospitality was present along the way for them, God sent them to places where they would be safe. Places that provided refuge and protection. That brokenness is personified in the Christmas story by Herod. "Go and search diligently for the child," Herod said to the Magi, "and when you have found him, come and let me know, and I can worship him too." Baloney. Baloney. You see, God warned the Magi in a dream that they returned home by another way as a result. When Herod realized that the Magi had disregarded his instructions, he flew off the handle. You know that kind of anger, nostrils flaring, steam coming from his ears, and he ordered his soldiers to slay all the boys 2 years and younger in and around Bethlehem. Whoa. Sounds a little bit like an adult temper tantrum. It can be easy for us to write him off pretty quickly as a guy who can't control his emotions, making him a very unlikable person or a terrible leader and politician. This act was indeed heinous. But the people in that time likely saw him as a pretty decent leader. He was getting stuff done. Herod was a Jew. He was an us. You know, he was part of the team. He was us, part of God's people. He had connections and he was savvy. He helped the economy and the infrastructure to put Judea on the map. And many people trusted him and saw some of his decisions as just the cost of business. I mean, after all, leaders have to sometimes make really hard decisions about values and ethics. Sure, he was doing some really good things, but he loved that authority. He was so consumed by fear. He loved that authority so much. He was so terrified that he would lose his power, and he was willing to listen to mothers weeping during such a heinous act. You see, what Herod missed on that first Christmas was God's blatant public act of generosity in the birth of Jesus. Herod couldn't see it. He couldn't get past himself, and he missed it. Sometimes we all have moments when we can't get past ourselves and we miss it. The Magi looked up and saw something, a star, that led them to the infant Jesus, a star which led them to the Savior and the light of the world. And Herod looked up, and through the filter of his fear and anger and self-centeredness, Herod saw nothing. He was blinded by his brokenness, could not see the salvation offered by God for all of us, and even for him. Y'all, the world needs us to see. God needs us, you and me, to see. Brian McLaren writes in the book Keeping Herod in Christmas, he says, "We do not live in an ideal world. To be alive in the adventure of Jesus is to face at every turn the destructive reality of violence. To be alive in the adventure of Jesus is to side with vulnerable children in defiance of the adults who see them as expendable. To walk the road with Jesus is to withhold consent and cooperation from the powerful and to invest it instead in the vulnerable. It is to refuse to bow to all the Herods and all the ruthless regimes and to reserve our loyalty for a better king, a better kingdom." Friends, the newborn king is here. Let me say it again. The newborn king is here. Let us worship him by opening our eyes to see, our lips to hold one another accountable in love, our hands, our feet, to be brave enough to go wherever and do everything that we are called to do. And for our hearts to continually be transformed by God's redeeming love. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Amen.